listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today's key verse is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. Then the Lord came and stood and called, as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel!" And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Today, Jeff Fish explores how true prophetic ministry starts with intimacy, learning to hear the voice of God and faithfully declare what He reveals. You'll discover how prophets discern God's voice and why revelation always comes before declaration. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we laid the foundation for this week by answering the question, what is a prophet? We saw that prophets aren't just gifted, they are called. They carry the weight of heaven, speaking not from emotion or ambition, but from assignment. They are appointed by God to declare His word with accuracy, authority, and accountability. But here's the reality. No one can speak for God unless they first hear from Him. And that brings us to today's focus, hearing and declaring God's word. The key verse today is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. Then the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." What a powerful moment. A young boy serving in the temple, unaware that the very voice of God is calling out to him in the night. But that's how prophetic ministry often begins. Not on a stage, but in the stillness. Not in a crowd, but in the quiet. Now let me take you to the posture of a prophetic person. Samuel's response sets the tone. He says, "Speak, for your servant is listening." That is the foundation of all prophetic ministry. Listening before speaking. Hearing before declaring. Because too often, people want to prophesy without learning how to listen. But prophets aren't parrots. They don't just repeat popular phrases or religious language. They receive directly from the Lord. They hear His whisper in the secret place and declare it boldly in the open. In Numbers chapter 12, verse 6, God says, "Now hear my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision. I will speak with him in a dream." God doesn't hide from His prophets. He reveals. He speaks. He makes Himself known. So let's ask, how does God speak? Yes, He may speak audibly, but more often, He speaks through the Spirit in ways that require spiritual discernment, through His written word, through inner promptings or impressions, through dreams and visions, through divine encounters, through that still, small voice of the Spirit. Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Prophets must be sheep before they ever can be shepherds. They must be followers before they're ever forerunners. If you can't follow God's voice in private, you are not qualified to declare it in public. Now, speaking of that, let's talk about the source of the prophetic word. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10 says, "For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." That means all true prophecy points back to Jesus, not to the prophet, not to a political agenda, and not to sensationalism or emotional hype. If it glorifies man, it is not prophecy. If it promotes fear instead of faith, It's not prophecy. If it contradicts Scripture, guess what? It's not prophecy. The voice of God will always align with the heart of God. And the heart of God was revealed in Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Next, let's return to Samuel's story in 1 Samuel chapter 3, where we are told something important. It says, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord been revealed to him. This teaches us something powerful. Samuel was hearing, but he didn't yet recognize. And many of us are the same. God is speaking, but we don't yet know how to identify his voice. That's why intimacy must precede accuracy. You can't train your spiritual ear without spending time in the presence of the Lord. You have to learn the sound of his voice. And that comes through relationship, not repetition, through stillness, not striving. And here's where it gets interesting. Eli, though compromised, still recognized the voice of God, enough that he could instruct Samuel. He said, if he calls again, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is calling. And Samuel obeyed. So don't overlook the fact that God kept calling until Samuel was ready to respond. And that should encourage you today. If you've missed his voice in the past, he's still calling. If you've been distracted, dull, or distant, his mercy has not run out. He's still calling your name. But here's the key. When Samuel finally listened, God revealed a hard word. It wasn't flattering. It wasn't fun. It was a judgment against Eli's house. And this teaches us something critical. The voice of God doesn't always say what we want to hear, but it always says what we need to hear. And a true prophet must be willing to deliver that. Now let me challenge you with this. You can't just pray, God speak to me, and then plug your ears when it's not what you expected. You can't ask for revelation and then retreat when it requires obedience. You can't claim to be prophetic and only deliver comforting words. Sometimes God's voice will call the church to repentance. Sometimes it will warn of danger. Sometimes it will rebuke idolatry or expose sin. But even then, it will carry the tone of love, truth, and redemption. Now let's shift to how a prophet declares God's voice. It's not just what you say, it's how you say it. The delivery of a prophetic word matters as much as the accuracy. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 that prophecy should edify, exhort, and console. Even hard words can be spoken with humility and compassion. Now remember this, a prophetic word is not a license to wound. It's not a platform for control. It's not a tool to manipulate. A prophetic word is a message from heaven that must be carried with reverence. When God spoke through Jeremiah, he said, "Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters a rock?" That's the power of the prophetic. It can break through hardened hearts and ignite a holy fire. But fire can either refine or destroy. That's why the prophet must walk in purity, humility, and in the fear of the Lord. Now that we've explored how to hear and to declare, let's ask, what prepares a prophet to hear clearly? Number one, stillness. You can't hear God over the noise of the world. You must turn down the volume of the distractions. Number two, surrender. Hearing God requires a heart that's willing to obey before understanding. Number three, Scripture. God never speaks outside of His Word. The more Word that is in you, the clearer the voice becomes. Number four, sanctification. Sin will distort your hearing. Purity sharpens spiritual perception. Number five, spiritual discipline. Fasting, worship, prayer. These are not religious tasks. These are environments where revelation flows. Now let me remind you, God is not silent. He is speaking more than we are even listening. And He is looking for people who will not just be moved emotionally, but will respond spiritually. You don't need a microphone to be prophetic. You need a quiet heart. You need a surrendered spirit. You need a desire to hear His voice above all others. Now, as we bring this episode to a close, let's reflect. You may not stand behind a pulpit. You may never carry the title of prophet. But if you are a follower of Jesus, you have been invited into intimacy. And from that intimacy flows revelation. Prophets don't just hear words. They carry God's heart. And when they speak, it's not for applause. It's for obedience. It's for transformation. It's for the glory of God. So let me ask you, are you listening? Are you making space to hear what the Spirit is saying? Are you ready to declare only what God has given you? Because in this hour, God is raising up a generation who won't just echo opinions, but will release heaven's perspective. Tomorrow, we will explore the vital role of prophets in guiding and guarding the church. Because the voice of the Lord is not just for individuals, it's for the entire body. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.